Well, about a year ago, the Wall Street Journal published a special report on what they called 8 crucial food issues. And one of the 8 was whether food companies should be required to label products made with genetically modified organisms, commonly known as GMOs. Let's fast forward to the end of July when President Obama signed a law, a bipartisan law, that addressed this issue. Here to tell us about the implications of the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act is Jim Zook. Jim is the executive director of the Michigan Corn Growers Association and the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. Jim, always good to have you on the program.
Kirk, it's always great to be here. We enjoy communicating to your listeners about issues around agriculture.
When we talk about genetically modified organisms or GMOs, what are we talking about?
Well, I think, Kirk, that's the biggest question that we have out there is, what is GMOs? If you go by the true definition of GMO, Kirk, you and I are GMO. We're not exactly like our father. We're not exactly like our mother. And so I think for people to understand, you know, what is GMO, I think is a very first thing. So, you know, we look at this as everybody, all things out there are GMO. So if you label something GMO, you'd have to label everything as GMO. So, you know, going forward, you know, we look at it, we're using this technology so that we can be better stewards of our soils and of what God has given us. And what that does is it allows the science to have traits within our crops, and I'll speak specifically for corn, that will basically help us to reduce adding other chemistries to protect those plants from its full yield potentials.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point. A lot of people out there that I've talked to have the misconception that somehow you're actually injecting an herbicide or a pesticide right into the plant seed. That's not how GMOs work.
No, it's not. And that's why doing this radio spot with you is extremely important, because we are not injecting chemicals into those plants. We are actually have identified proteins within plants that will actually protect that plant from invasive insects or diseases that would hinder its productivity, that may keep it from, you know, getting to its full potential. So we're actually just dealing with the proteins and the cells within the plants. We're not actually adding pesticides within the plants.
100 Nobel laureates have recently put out a letter in support of GMO technology. 100 laureates, many of whom won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And there's a letter that folks can sign on to, which I personally have signed on to. But I think that speaks volumes to the safety of GMOs.
Well, and that's the biggest thing, is the fact that it's safe. You know, many people have the presumption, and I'm not going to say that they're not safe, but they believe that some other methods of production are much safer than use of the GMOs. And that may or may not be true. But what we do know is that the crops that we're doing and all the safety factors that we're growing are safe, and they're safe for the human consumption. And again, you know, you got to keep in mind that there are positives that have come out with GMOs. When you talk about golden rice and the vitamins that have been enhanced within that rice for the third world countries, there's positives in the consumers' diets that have came about because of GMO and our technology and sciences.
I'm talking about GMO technology with Jim Zook. Jim is the executive director of the Michigan Corn Growers Association and the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. Jim, what are some of the other reasons why, let's talk about corn growers here for a moment, why do they use GMOs?
The biggest reason why they use GMOs is the fact that they have reduced the use of pesticides on their crops, because, you know, people need to understand that farmers live in the environment where they work, and they are not going to do anything to jeopardize the health of themselves, the health of their families, their grandchildren. And so you know, they, people need to understand that they're living in this environment where GMOs and where these crops and these sciences are being put into practice. So the biggest thing is the fact that they have been able to enhance their yields, their productivity. They have reduced pesticides. We are also getting better utilization of the nutrients that are in the soils as well. So we reduce nutrient applications. And so there is just a wide range of benefits for the environment, for the farmer, and for consumers, because we have been able to adapt this new technology out in the field.
Okay, let's switch over to the Labeling Act that was just signed at the end of July by President Obama. As I mentioned in the intro, it was bipartisan. It was hammered out in the House and the Senate. Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts from Kansas, again, came up. Very rare in Washington when people can come to a compromise. But in general, agriculture is pleased with this legislation. What about the corn growers?
You know, we are very pleased as well. The reason that we're pleased with this is the fact that it creates that uniform labeling requirement. What would have happened if that would not have gone through would be that many of the food companies, whether it be the Kellogg's or your smaller ma and pa, would have had to create a label for all of the different authorities who were going to create a label for their own jurisdiction. This actually is going to save consumers money because the food companies will not have to pass this extra cost on to them. And I want to remind consumers that many times this is going to affect the small food producer,
right?
Maybe the guy who's doing pickles, you know, that they have pickles when they package them, it goes across state lines. They sometimes don't know exactly where that bottle or that can is going. And so they would have had to have had a big label on there. So this actually allows those food companies to be more cost effective and really to keep the producers and keep those jobs within those areas that they produce.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the legislation, as I understand it, there are different ways of labeling. So if you're a large company, you can do it one way. If you're a smaller company, you can do it with a website or a telephone number.
You know, and that's true. And, you know, there's arguments both ways on all that. But we are in an era where we have technology. There's technology is there. And like the QR code, like you're referring to, that is one way that again, we're using technology for the cost effectiveness for consumers. You know, and I guess the big thing about the label, too, is, you know, people have this misconception or had misconception. Hopefully after listening to us today, they'll be better understanding. But, you know, we were very concerned that having it labeled as a GMO was almost like they were going to put a skull and crossbones on there. Well, what this does is that labeling does not or will not stigmatize the proven and safe technology that we're using here within our crops and our food that we're producing.
And you could comment on this too, but a large company like Campbell's has already come out and said, you know, we're going to do this. We were going to do it regardless. Big companies can afford to do, they could have even afforded to do the 50 different varieties, unfortunately, if we would have had that that situation. But they basically are trusting their consumers. They say, we're pro-GMO. We trust our consumers. We want transparency, so we're going to put the labels on there.
You know, and that's a company choice, you know,
right.
and that's really what we're about is free choice, but we don't want to make sure that, you know, why I guess we're supportive of this legislation is we did not want the labeling to be cost prohibitive for those smaller companies.
Right.
We know that anytime you add costs to those food products, the consumer is going to pay in the end. And I believe that this was a very good solution, the way the bill came out, so that we don't have those prohibitive costs to the food companies, which you know are going to get passed right on to the consumer.
And as I understand it, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but if this goes into effect, I think there's a 2-year window here to figure out exactly how this is going to come down.
Again, the ruling, I believe, as my understanding is, that is going to be left up to the Secretary of Ag to implement this ruling and this labeling requirement, which does have to go into effect within 2 years or sooner, whatever is determined by the Secretary of Ag.
Okay, so the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act goes into effect, operationalized in a couple of years. It's a good thing for Michigan corn growers. I've been talking with Jim Zook, Executive Director of the Michigan Corn Growers Association and the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. Jim, thanks for the clarity on this new legislation, and always a pleasure having you on the program.
And Kirk, anytime, we love coming in and educating the consumers about where their food comes from.